Weber State, what do you got?
Man, it's gonna be a battle. All in-state games, all these type of games. You know, they're always physical, and it's gonna be a battle. And you know, they got us last year, and that's at the forefront of our minds. So, you know, we're excited about it.
Coach was talking about how they often play four guards, so it's gonna be a different kind of challenge for you guys defensively, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we haven't really played a team like this, and so four guards that can really score the ball and you know, they can create their own shot. So, you know, it's going to take five guys guarding at all times together as a team. So it's going to be a good challenge for us to see where we're at and see if we can handle this.
What do you remember? Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, what do you remember from that game up there in Ogden last year? What kind of stands out a year later?
Yeah, just I feel like there was a lot of frustration, and, you know, things didn't really go our way, and we didn't really play the game that, you know, we usually play. And I've tried to push that out as much as I can. But, you know, I still remember that feeling, and so that's in the forefront of my mind for sure.
How about your final in-season finals week? How did it go this week?
It was all right. My hardest class had a scheduled final, so that was good to get that out of the way. I didn't really procrastinate that one. I had to focus on it. But it's a busy week, and you have to stay organized, and you have to stay on top of it. But I'm very happy it's over.
How do you feel about where this team is positioned relative to the ultimate goals you have for your senior season and as a group?
Yeah, I feel really good about it. You know, I feel like where we are with how we've done and what we've accomplished so far is great. And I feel like just the feel of our team and, you know, the way that we're practicing every day and the way that we're getting better is really good right now. So hopefully that continues. Hopefully we can keep getting better. But, you know, I feel really good about it. I'm excited about our future, and I feel like everyone believes in, you know, what we can accomplish, which is huge. And I feel like, you know, the agendas that are there on teams are becoming, you know, less and less, and guys really just are trying to find ways to win, which is a huge deal.
Coach talks about how you guys have the best locker room in America, and you've probably been in various kinds of locker rooms where there's been tension and where there's not been.
Mm-hmm.
What creates that kind of a locker room for you guys?
It's kind of like I was just saying. I feel like, you know, agendas that are usually very present on teams, especially at this level, are becoming, you know, irrelevant. Guys really don't care about, you know, how much they're scoring or how much they're averaging or whatever it is. Guys really are just trying to find ways to win. And when you do that, guys have great nights, guys have, you know, not so great nights, but, you know, when we come out with a win in that locker room feels great, and that's when you know you have a great locker room. And we've had many nights like that where guys don't have great nights, but we're just happy, and we're happy that, you know, guys are succeeding and that we're succeeding as a team, and guys genuinely care about each other. And so I agree with Coach. I think our locker room is fantastic, and I think it still can improve, and it's getting better every day.
With the free throws, you guys are only averaging like 12 and a half a game.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's something that you're cognizant of, that you would like to get to the line more. Obviously, who wouldn't?
Mm-hmm.
But how do you do that without changing the efficiency of the offense, because it's been working really well?
Yeah, it's hard because I feel like Coach harps so much on, you know, taking good shots, and I feel like that is why we are efficient and we're shooting well, is because we're making the extra pass, we're taking that extra dribble, getting a good look for somebody else, and, you know, we're shooting wide open shots. And so getting to line is definitely a huge thing, and I heard Jake talking a little bit about, you know, you can get to the line in other ways. It doesn't have to be driving to the basket and drawing contact or whatever. But, you know, I think we need to be more aware of that during a game, trying to get to that, you know, 7 foul mark so we can get in the bonus, and getting fouls off the ball or, you know, things like that. There are definitely other ways, but it definitely should be something that we should be shooting more a game. Absolutely.
You've gone 4 straight games without a free throw attempt for the first time in your career.
Mm-hmm.
Does it feel like it's been a while?
Yeah. No, it really does. I feel like I need to get to the line more. That was, you know, it's a huge part of my game, honestly,
yeah.
And it has been. And so, you know, I'll find ways to get to the line, whether it's, you know, wherever it is on the floor, but, you know, I'll find ways to get to the line.
without taking away from what mm-hmm. the team's trying to get done, obviously.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is it kind of weird to be this deep in the season? I've had played so few games at the Merritt Center. And on the flip side, how has playing in so many different environments maybe helped you guys, and how it'll help you going forward?
Yeah, I think it's been a little weird not being in here, but I think the experience that you gain from playing on the road and some of these atmospheres, and to win on the road or to win at these neutral sites is huge for this team. Because, you know, that's a huge part of conference, this next step that we're heading into here soon. And so having guys believe that we can go win anywhere as long as we, you know, do what we've been doing and play the game how we, you know, practice every single day, I think that's been a big deal for us.
I don't recall that we've ever really talked to you a lot about this over your career, but would the NCAA tournament be something that, you know, you kind of need to get done before you finish? Like, is that something that's really a lofty goal for you, or something you say, I got to get there?
Yeah, it's number one on the list. You know, I want to get there so bad, and, you know, it's a challenge to get there. It's super hard, but, you know, I believe every year I believe we can make it. But this year I feel like we're really in a great position right now. And like I said earlier, guys really believe in where we're at, and guys believe in where we can go. And I think we're going to do it. But it just takes every single day getting better and better.
Did you go to Dayton that year? Was T just senior? I mean, was Tyler a senior that year when they went to Dayton and played?
I think I was on my mission at that time. Oh, okay. So my mission president was texting me updates, though, so I was
Yeah, you were probably excited about the early updates.
It was right when I woke up. Yeah.